Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm Adam Paulus and it is Friday, April 4th. This week we've got some news for you as well as the usual thing that we do here. The big news this week, Disney closed LucasArts, effectively halting and possibly ending development on the current crop of Star Wars titles like 1313, which was rumored to be coming out as early as this fall. Now it's not really entirely known if it's going to come out at all because there are some conflicting reports indicating that it might get licensed out to another developer, as that is the new LucasArts model, or it could just be swept under the rug, which could mean a lot of things from the last era of Star Wars could be kind of being removed from the corporate cultural Star Wars vernacular. We don't know yet, but we'll find out eventually. The Ouya shipments began. The Ouya is the first video game console that I know of that was launched and sold on Kickstarter. People are getting them and reviews are making it out. One of the reviews I saw made it sound like the interface could use some more polish and the system could use some more software updates, with a big highlight being you can get a Nintendo 64 emulator for it and play Mario Kart on it right now. There aren't that many games. There are some. And another review indicated that the controller was not up to snuff, some of the buttons stuck. I have not had a hands-on with it yet, so I would recommend more reading, because reading is a word and reading is what stupid people say. No offense to stupid people out there or people who say reading. It happens to the best of us. But anyway, the actual system will go on sale to the general non-Kickstarter public around June, unless something changes, and you can read about what people are doing with the system right now on your favorite video game sites, or keep listening here and I'll let you know if I hear anything good. Another game on Kickstarter, this is just a game called Shovel Knight, looks like an NES era update, but here's the kicker. The developers got the composer for numerous songs and sound effects for the original Mega Man to work on two songs for the game, which I gotta tell you is actually kind of exciting. The game looks like it must have come out of 1990, but it's brand new. It's coming on a variety of platforms, and they're still determining which ones. PC, it looks like iOS and Android. I'm a Mac guy. I need a Mac. I don't have a cell phone, so iOS means nothing to me. But if they put it out on Ouya, pardon the expression, but oh yeah, I mean, that would work real nice. Anyway, what else do we have for you? Ah, yes. Downloads. The PlayStation 3 has Defiance, Ion Assault, and the PS2 classics Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories and Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories. The Ouya has Final Fantasy III and a bunch of other games I'm not familiar with, but maybe you are. Wizorb, The Ball, Puddle HD, and supposedly the means with which to play the Super NES, Nintendo 64, and NES gaming libraries you may or may not have access to. The Xbox 360 added Battle Block Theater. The Wii U has Tokitori 2. The Wii Virtual Console game this week is the Neo Geo title NAM 1975. The 3DS has Real Heroes Firefighter 3D and Gabriel's Ghostly Groove 3D. The Virtual Console game on the 3DS, and this is a good one, the original NES Castlevania, which is one of the greatest games ever. Those who tell you otherwise are young or wrong, or both. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's baseball season, so buy one baseball item. Get a second for 40% off. Choose from dozens of items, Major League Baseball action figures from McFarlane Toys, and much more. Check our site for details. But hurry, offer expires while you wait. New arrivals at Entertainment Earth this week include the Little Big Planet Sackboy Full Head Pillow, which looks kind of like a mask that Sackboy's eating your head. We had a Pac-Man item like this earlier that was pretty cool. Also, we restocked the Portal 2 Potato S Science Kit. It's pretty awesome. New pre-orders include Space Invaders Magnets, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Rex Model Kits, the Portal 2 Aperture Laboratories logo spatula, which is pretty sweet, and the Assassin's Creed Kenway Family Action Figure 3-Pack from McFarlane Toys. We added a bunch of other new stuff, which of course you can see on our website. Go to entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp. Or just go to entertainmentearth.com, do what you like, and you'll see a lot of new stuff. It's pretty cool. Most of it's pretty cool. I'm not saying you like everything, because we've all got pretty varied tastes. Anyway, that's all for this week. I have a thing coming up, and so do you, I'm sure. So I'll stop here. See you guys next time. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest, I think we're on now. probably the fancy by now. I don't know. Anyway, see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. This is Adam Paulus not being here anymore.